So today we begin a new series of messages designed to help us live wisely. A few weeks ago, when we had going over our core values as a church, we talked about generosity. So that was along a similar line. But today we want to study a story that Jesus told about how to manage our lives. And it's a serious story, it is. And Jesus told it to stir us up, to help us live the life that God designed us to live. That's a pretty serious topic, isn't it? So in Matthew chapter 25, we find several stories of Jesus around this theme of being ready for the return of Jesus. His return is not something to try to figure out when is it going to happen. It's something to prepare for. In speaking of his return, Jesus says this, "Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns." So we want to help you be faithful and wise followers, servants of Jesus. When we follow Jesus, we become part of something significant, something important, something world-changing. I love Christmas and Easter. They're just around the corner, right? And we're knee-deep in preparation because those two events combined are the most important things in human history. No question. Jesus, when he was on earth, announced, "The kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. It's now. I've brought it to earth." Through his teaching, through his life, through his death and resurrection, Jesus has initiated God's making things right in this broken world. God is at work. He is at work in and through us, and our participation in the work of God is a great honor and also a great responsibility. So over these next few weeks, we want to empower you to be faithful and wise servants, to manage all the resources that God gives to you wisely, to build the kingdom of God. So whether you are just beginning to follow Jesus, whether you are contemplating following Jesus, or whether you have followed Jesus for years, we hope and pray that this will help you manage your life in a way that pleases the Lord. So if you have your Bibles or want to turn on your phones to Matthew chapter 25, we're going to start this story in verse 14. "The kingdom of heaven," Jesus tells us, "will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1, each according to his ability, and then he went on his journey." So if God is the rich man in this story, we, all of us, are his servants. And our master entrusts us with not only bags of gold, but many resources. And he entrusts them to us for a purpose, so that we can use these resources to provide for our own needs, but also to build his kingdom. So our first thought for the day is simply this. We are managers, all of us. God is the owner. We are managers. Notice in the parable, the owner doesn't give them the bags of gold. This is for you. This is a gift. That's not the story. He entrusts the gold to them, retaining ownership. So the three people in the story are not owners, they are managers. And that's what we are. We are managers. And what does God give us to manage? What's in our bag of gold? Well, lots of valuable things. He gives us the good news of a new life in Jesus Christ. He gives us time. He gives us money and possessions. He gives us natural and spiritual gifts or abilities. He gives us opportunities to grow and to serve others. And not all of us have the same resources But we are all entrusted by God with these gifts. So his expectation is that as managers, we will use these resources, again, to provide for our own needs. Sure, that's fine. But also to do the work of Jesus, to build the kingdom of God, starting here and now. So this entrusting, this job as a manager, is a responsibility to take seriously. God does not want us to waste these resources, these opportunities. We want to invest time, not kill it. We want to invest our money wisely, not spend it foolishly. We want to take the abilities that He gives us and develop them so that over time we can do more things more proficiently for the glory of God. And why do we do that? Because we love God. And we delight to serve Him. Because we want to live without regrets. You know, I do a lot of funerals. And it's always interesting to talk to the family and to see how the person lived. Did they live their life wisely? Did they live without regrets? It's so important. We want to take the abilities, again, that He gives us and develop them. We know that the owner will be back. We know that one day we will all sit down with God and give an accounting of our management. Whether this happens when Jesus returns or when we leave this life, we will all give Him an account of how we manage what has been entrusted to us. So let's go back to our story and see how these guys did. Verse 16. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once, put his money to work, and gained 5 more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more, but the man who had received 1 bag went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. So what do you think? The first 2 servants took what the master entrusted to them, invested wisely, put the money to work. If we follow their example, we will use our time wisely to become healthier people, to learn and grow, to cultivate relationships. Again, we'll use our money and possessions strategically, and we will be of greater value to others and to God than we were last year. Think about that for a minute. Are you of greater worth to God today than you were a year ago? What are some examples of this wise management? Some of you are great readers because you want to keep learning and growing, and I love that. And you know what happens when you spend time reading? You become a great conversationalist. But even more important, you become a wise person. Some of you have taken the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality course with Bob Stoddard. And some of you will someday. What's the point of that? It's learning how to process our emotions in a healthy way and how to talk to others about what we're feeling. So important, so healthy. Some of you started reading your Bible during the All Church journey. You know what I'm going to tell you, right? Keep at it. On the outline that you received as you came in today, you'll see there's a Bible reading sort of related to what we're talking about this morning for every day of the week. If you read your Bible every day during our series on the core journey, don't stop now. Keep reading your Bible every day, because when you do, you will get to know the heart and mind of God. And you will discover His will for you. It's a wonderful thing. Some of you have discovered the joy of furthering God's work through consistent and generous financial gifts. It's wonderful. Thank you. And you've been able to do this because you've handled your money wisely. You're good stewards, good managers. Some of you have intentionally cultivated your friendship with neighbors so that they feel safe with you. And maybe they can talk about important things in their lives. Good for you. The path to influence always runs through friendship and trust. We are managers. Here's our big idea for the day. When we manage our life wisely, it opens doors for us to be used by God. When we manage our life wisely, it opens doors for us to be used by God. And whether we manage our God-given resources wisely or foolishly, again, one day all of us will have to give an accounting to our Master, to God. So we want to rejoin the story in verse 19. So after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5 and said, "Master, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. Listen to the master's response and imagine that God is saying this to you. "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." I don't know about you, but don't you want to have God say that to you one day? I don't want to sit down with God and have him say, "What the heck?" I don't think he would say that, but you know what I mean, right? Or maybe he will. I don't know. Do you want to sit down with God and have him say that? Come on. Come on. You could have done better. You could have been a better manager of what I gave you. I told you this is going to be serious. The man who was entrusted with 2 bags of gold doubled the master's investment, and he heard the same words of blessing. What's the alternative? If we squander, if we fail to use and develop what's been given to us, what might we hear? The man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here it is, what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Ouch. God means business. He's not messing around. He entrusts us with abilities, with time, with money, with possessions to seek first the kingdom of God. And we will one day give an accounting of our management to God. The stakes are high. So if you died today, are you ready to sit down with God and give an accounting? Does each passing year find you of more use to God? Are you generous with your time and money? Do you take a sincere interest in others? Are you all in with your church? Prayers in, sleeves up. Let me ask you this. Are you taking risks in serving the King? We're supposed to. Listen to this translation of the passage I just read by Eugene Peterson in the translation called The Message. The master was furious. "That's a terrible way to live. It's criminal to live cautiously like that. If you knew I was after the best, why did you do less than the least? The least you could have done would have been to invest the sum with bankers, where at least I would have gotten a little interest. Take the money and give it to the one who risked the most. And get rid of this play it safe who won't go out on a limb. Throw him into utter darkness." Are we doing risky things for God? God is the owner. We are the managers. Are we wisely and courageously using what God has entrusted to us for his glory? If you're really listening to the words of Jesus, listening to the Holy Spirit, you're going to come out of this message with some convictions, some steps to take so that you can one day be ready to sit down with Jesus and give an accounting of your managing. Let me throw out a couple of ideas for you. It might sound something like this. I've got to watch less TV and start reading some thoughtful, thought-provoking books so I can grow deeper in my faith. This is the nudge that I needed. Or it might sound like this. I've been coasting at work. This will never do. I've got to bring my A game and a great attitude every day. It might sound like this. I've been a spectator here at church. I got to get off my butt and get involved. Or I've been looking at my money as my money, not as something entrusted to me by God to do good. I need a giving plan. I need to start engaging my neighbors in conversation, praying that God will open doors for me. I haven't been using and developing my God-given abilities. It's time to fan into flame the gift of God that is in me. And the time to begin is... Thank you. Now. Exactly. I haven't used the opportunities that I have to encourage, fill in the blank, my pastor, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren. I mean, what would it look like for me to intentionally encourage them? Can I help sponsor their education? Can I send them to a seminar? Can I buy them a tool? Can I be a sounding board? What am I going to do with my one and only life? That's a good question to ask, isn't it? Because it ain't over. You have today, and you have tomorrow, and you have this week. And what are you going to do with your one and only life? Because one day, all of us are going to sit down with God and have an accounting of what we have used, how we have used what He's given us. And I don't know about you, but from the bottom of my heart, I want God to say, great job. Great job. You didn't have much to work with, but you've done really well. That's what I want to hear. Yeah. Every week we take time to respond to what we have heard. So what will you do with today's message? What will you do with today's message? Don't think about anybody else. It's just for you. How will you become a better manager of what God has given to you? Let's spend a moment thinking. Let's ask God to show us through His Holy Spirit to speak to us, because we want to invest this one and only life. For some of us, maybe a place to begin is to consider following Jesus, who is the author of life. For some of us, maybe life has been so painful that we've kind of taken a step back. But maybe we could ask God to heal us and bring us to a place where we're willing to take another risk. Maybe for some of us who've never really thought about being part of the kingdom of God and helping God bring healing to this broken world, maybe for some of us, it's about fanning into flame the gift of God that is in us. Becoming even better at how God has made us. And then using that to serve God and others. I don't know what this might look like for you. But I do know that God wants you to live wisely. He wants to be able to say to us at the end of our lives, great job. So, Father, will you help us? We can't go back. We can only go forward. So, starting at this moment, will you help us to be wise managers of all that you've given to us? All the resources, all the relationships, all the experience. We want to live what you intend for us and not miss it. Thank you for the story that Jesus told almost 2,000 years ago, that it still challenges us. Thank you for the way that you give us grace and wisdom to follow you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.